As they walked toward the castle, Ray tried to drink in every detail. That world would be a treasured memory after she returned to Jakku. Finn gestured to the castle wall above them.
So, who lives here? This is Maz's place,
Han replied, checking to see that both she and Finn had blasters.
Maz is a bit of an acquired taste, so let me do the talking.
Han looked pointedly at Rey.
And whatever you do, don't stare.
At what?
At anything,
Han said. Han threw open the big wooden door that marked the entrance to the castle. As Rey stepped inside, she gasped in amazement. They had entered a grand hall packed to bursting with aliens and humans from every corner of the galaxy. Some were eating and drinking. Some were playing games of chance. All of them seemed to be having a good time. A band played enthusiastically in a corner with instruments Rey had never seen before. She didn't know if the musicians were any good, but they certainly seemed to enjoy playing.
Han Solo.
A joyful cry cut through the noise of the grand hall. Immediately, everyone went silent and turned toward a short alien with golden skin. She was wearing simple clothes and a giant pair of goggles that magnified her eyes into big blue spheres. Lines marked every corner of her face. Ray could already tell the alien had earned them through centuries of hearty laughter and kind smiles. Han raised a hand in greeting.
Hiya, Maz.
Maz waddled across the room to greet her new guests.
Can't be. My eyes must be malfunctioning,
she said, shaking a finger at Han.
Last thing you said to me was, be right back. That was what, 25 years ago?
I've been busy,
Han mumbled.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Maz shook her head.
I've lost count of the bounties out for you.
Suddenly she turned to Ray.
Boy, are you hungry?
Ray was stunned. How did you know that?
Because your stomach's loud and I'm short, she said, laughing. Come, eat.